So I want to welcome everyone here today, especially our visitors. We've got some with us, and very thankful that you're here. Want to remind you of what was announced Wednesday night, and sent out an email about this, that we're going to have a special, calling a family meeting tonight. We're not going to have our regular groups. We'll all meet here at the church building. And so the purpose of the elders hearing from you about how we can improve our work in the new year. Many of you have already turned in surveys, and that's great. This will give us a little different format to hear from you about various ways that we can improve what we're already doing and think of new ways that we can do the work together. And so really encourage you to be here and to participate in that tonight. And that'll be at 5 o'clock. Also want to ask for your prayers. Many of you know Anna's been saving her pennies for some time for this trip to South Africa, and it's finally here. We'll be going on Tuesday, the 13th, coming back home on the 30th, visiting with Robin and Lynn Bauer in Cape Town, the first several days, and then we'll go to Zimbabwe, and we'll be with Les and Linda Maydell, do some village preaching and teaching, and we'll be teaching some kids. And then end the trip with Les and Linda Maydell in Durban, South Africa. I want to thank all of you. I told the kids a long time ago that if they would save half the money for a plane ticket, that we would cover the rest and take them somewhere in the world that we knew, rather than knew some preachers that we could work with. And Anna started selling these T-shirts that many of you have bought. And some of you paid for $100 T-shirts and maybe not even worn the T-shirt. So we know that many of you have invested a lot into this, and we really appreciate it. We thank God for the opportunity that Anna's had. And she's saved, because of this, all of the money for a plane ticket. So we greatly appreciate that. But do keep us in your prayers, not only for our safety, but for the success of this journey. And so much of the success is going to be the change in both of us. We're going to receive so much more than we give. And I know that's true of me, and it will be true of Anna. This will be a life-changing experience for her. And so pray for us that we will learn what we need to learn over there, as we're encouraged by our brethren. As you notice in the handout, this is going to be a little different lesson, different kind of lesson. It's going to be very similar to what we did about a month ago with Isaiah. We're just going to be reading Scripture, and then having songs in between the readings. And you may have noticed that all of the readings come from the Gospels, and all of the readings are direct statements from Jesus. So every single word that will be read will be a statement from Jesus from the Gospels. And I've arranged them around different subjects. Jesus calls us to sincerity, to simplicity, to humility, to love, to trust, and then finally to surrender. And that will be the invitation, by the way. So he will himself extend the invitation at the end, and then we'll have a song, or actually two songs. This is going to take some discipline, but I hope that you will be very creative in your mind and forget that I'm reading. In fact, to help you in that, I'm going to read all of these scriptures from the seat. And so I want you to imagine Jesus standing before us. And he is in our midst, so this is something we should be thinking about all the time. And so imagine, just as we've been reading and studying the seven letters to the churches of Asia, imagine that this is Jesus sending a message directly to Northwood. And not just to us as a church, but to you personally. And I know that it's been encouraging to me and challenging to me as I have read through these verses several times and thought about what Jesus is saying to me. It's impressive to me just how direct Jesus was and is, and how convicting just his naked words are by themselves as he speaks to us. And so let's discipline ourselves, and as we sing these songs, we're really responding to Jesus' call in these songs. And so let's really stay focused in that as we do that. We're going to begin by reading a song that is, or singing a song that is new to us. Wes has been working on this. Very simple tune. Once you get the first line, you've got the whole song. And so if you want to just join Wes on the top part for the first verse, I think you'll have it after we sung through the first verse. But think about the words, if you will, as we sing, where the song is really inviting the Lord to speak directly to us. So we'll begin with this song. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give alms as those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees! For you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. For you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. You know that those who were considered rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right, come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had in payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is my commandment, that you should love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends.
Cover and honor.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. You're of more value than many sparrows. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Oh.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. If you would be perfect, go. Sell what you possess and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him, and he with me. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? What are you seeking? Do you want to be healed? Apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Follow me. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Feed my sheep. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.